This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. Spokane County Commissioner Mary Cuney has a primary election challenge this month from County Treasurer Rob Chase. The two Republicans have competed twice before for public office. In the 2014 primary, Chase defeated Cuney in his reelection bid for treasurer. And then last year, Governor Jay Inslee chose Cuney over Chase for a vacant county commission seat. Chase says the county Republican Party had picked him as the preferred candidate, and he blames current Commissioner Al French for throwing his support to Cuney instead. And now they face each other again. Last week, we talked with Mary Cuney about her views on the issues, and now it's Rob Chase's turn. I asked him about his most important accomplishments as treasurer.
We've been under budget every year since I've been there. And I think that's important. And the thing I'm most proud of is it took a few years, but I finally got partial payments at any time passed. And that was a three-year battle. I think everybody liked the idea except the other treasurers, you know, in the Treasurers Association. Well, don't rock the boat, you know. And I didn't think they didn't want to give up that power, I think. Because by state law, you could pay twice a year. You know, you pay April 30th, which, of course, most people did. But then the law was so old, you paid October 31st after your crops had come in, when there's still a rural flavor to most of Washington. But I had a lot of people come to my office and say, gosh, I'm behind. I had a brain tumor, or my wife always handed the books, but she's has Alzheimer's. So can I just start making little payments and get caught up? And I'd have to say, no, I'm sorry. State law says you have to do the entire amount. But if you want to go to Olympia with me and change the law, I'm sympathetic with you guys. And some of them did go to Olympia with me, and they were like my poster children. And it passed unanimously, but it passed only because we made it up to the option of the county treasurer. And so far, I'm still the only county treasurer in the state of Washington. That allows people to pay any amount at any time. And our cashiers love it. They don't have to send checks back that are over or under. They can just go ahead and deposit it. And the taxpayers, of course, themselves like it, because some of them are seasonal. Some of them are on commission, and they don't have it all at the exact same time, but they can make payments that fit their budgets. So, you know, I don't want to sit down and make a deal with them because I don't know what their budget is. They know what their budget is. And besides, the county never loses any money. If they do get behind, then the minimum bid at foreclosure is all the past due taxes, interest, penalties, and title search.
So you said that you think you'd be a good commissioner, but why do you want to be a commissioner?
Well, I think, you know, we all want to, if you recall Maslow's needs hierarchy scale, it's kind of a self-fulfillment thing. I didn't know what kind of treasurer I would be, but my Spokes Review called a couple of weeks after the election and said, sorry, we haven't gotten to you, but what's your goal? I said, I guess I just want to be remembered as a good treasurer. And I think I fulfilled that goal. And the same thing as commissioner. You know, I can't precisely say, well, this is what I'm going to do on land use, this is what I'm going to do on public safety. You have to almost be in there. But I think I've done a good job as treasurer. I'm pretty well read. I think a commissioner should have a general breadth of knowledge, and I do. I've had a lot of different jobs in my lifetime. This is the first time I've worked for government since Army Reserves in the 1970s, so I've been in private industry a lot. But, you know, a lot of times you're there for a number of years, then they don't need your product anymore, and you get laid off, and you start over again. So, you know, I got into real estate and insurance and banking and, of course, manufacturing, too. I worked at Hewlett-Packard for 8 years. I started out working at Bunker Hill and Sunshine Mines, you know, in Kellogg. But it all kind of came together as treasurer in government because you need that breadth of experience.
Rob Chase's political views sometimes run to the libertarian minimal government model. He was a supporter of Ron Paul, former libertarian candidate for president. I asked whether Chase's views of government have changed since he's now an elected official.
I still have those precepts, but now I've kind of moderated. If you really need something like electricity or water, then I think there has to be a public solution, like a utility to that. If you, for instance, we need schools, you have to have public schools. Now, I'm all open to homeschoolers and private schools competing with that, because I think that makes public schools themselves be better through competition. I believe in, you know, the competition strategy of libertarianism. But libertarianism really shouldn't be a political party. It's more of a philosophy, and you get into it, nobody's pure enough. You know, we'll sit down, have meetings, and pretty soon we're arguing about the Civil War.
So are there things you've seen from the inside that you think Spokane County offers in terms of services along this line of libertarianism that it doesn't, that it's not, shouldn't be in the business of?
Well, you know, I think We have to help the helpless. You know, that's something I want to look at before, you know, the community services and how many people really need that kind of help, and talk to the people that are in there. They see a darker side of life than I do. So I'm sympathetic to them, and there should be a safety net, you know.
Rob Chase is a Republican candidate for Spokane County Commissioner. We've posted complete interviews with more than 35 candidates on our website at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab and then the Washington Primary Candidates link.